There goes the final whistle. It is all over here at McCool Park in Ballybuffet as Donegal pick up a sixth win of the Division 2 campaign and a win as well, which means they finish top of the standings because Armagh have drawn in Cork, and that means Donegal finish in the number one spot, and they go on to the game, of course, against Armagh in the league final next week on a positive note with, I suppose, a stop-start performance in the first half, but they've seen it out in the second half, and again, Donegal with a win. And Martin, a win, when you look at it, when you've got 10 different scorers there, it's always a good night.
Yeah, definitely. It's always a good night when you won. I mean, as you say, 10 different scorers, and that's the great thing about it. We're not depending on, you know, we've talked about Oisín Gallagher or Patty McBurney get our scores. We're getting 10 different scorers, which is great. So both, you know, the big plus was the men we got back on the field tonight. You know, Keelan McColgan particularly, and we'd nailed on last week getting on the field, and, you know, other players hopefully getting close to it. The minus is the two men from my own club that ended up getting injured and everything else. Patty McBurney looks like an ankle injury picked up. I see Ryan McHugh's hands in a sling here down below us. I know myself, I had an injury wanting him. It was an AC joint, which is a joint between your shoulder. I don't know, is that what it is or not, but it could be that there. And it's a difficult enough one to break off and everything else, but hopefully, you know, with the treatment they get nowadays and everything else, and hopefully these other players, Jason McGee, you know, we're getting them back. You have Jason McGee and you have you've Owen Van Gallagher, hopefully getting back. Brendan McCall, you know, there's other players that, you know, that are out injured at the minute. Hopefully Conor O'Donnell, get these players now back. You know, we've getting one back every week, you know, and hopefully a couple of men that picked up the injury of the night are not too bad. But look at me, they'll be happy enough. They came up here, they probably picked up no injuries or anything else. They look like they're happy enough, you know, that they, but, you know, it's a disappointing Meath team. We're looking from Meath point of view. We talked about Kildare last week. Actually, Meath were very poor. And Kildare were even better than Meath last week. So, you know, I know they're happy enough. They won the Talton Cup. They have a bit of work to do. You know, maybe they weren't fallout for this game and everything else. From Donegal's point of view, it's been great. We finished top of the table, as you have said, and we've had a lot of very good performances. So, great. Look forward to next weekend, and hopefully we can get a league final under our belt, because this team, we haven't been beaten since the start of the league, actually. We've drew one and won the rest of the games.
Yeah, sixth one tonight for Donegal. But this game took a while to get going, 24 minutes to be exact. At that stage, Donegal were trailing by a goal to a point. But when Patrick O'Berty left the field of play with that suspected ankle injury, they started to click into gear, and Oisín Gallagher started to find a bit of form. Shane O'Donnell was very good in that first half as well. And at the break, they led by 10 points to 1-3. And really, after that, it was only a matter of Donegal seeing out the rest of the game. And once Jimmy Brennan hit that goal 16 minutes into the second half, that put Donegal and a commanding 8-point advantage, 113-105. Getting on the score sheet tonight, as we said, 10 different scores. Oisín Gallagher finished the night with 4 points. Shane O'Donnell finished the night with 2. Kieran Thompson, on his 99th appearance, had a solid second half. He chipped in with 3 points in that latter period. Ryan McHugh also got 2 tonight as well, as did Aaron Doherty. Luke McGlynn, Jack McKelvey, Hugh McFadden were also on the score sheet, and not forgetting about Niall O'Donnell, who for a second game coming on as a second half substitute and getting on the scoreboard as well. 10 different scores for Donegal, a sixth win of the league campaign, and as the divisional games now come to an end, Donegal are ending this section of the league top of the table as they go to the league final next weekend when they play Armagh. And of course, after that, there's a 3-week break, and then it's the big one against Derry in the Championship. That is something Donegal are building towards. Full-time score here tonight in McCool Park in Ballybuffet as the supporters leave the field of play. It's all over. Donegal won by 8 points, 118-110.